Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I just said to DZ that I came in and I am so disoriented from this week between it being a short work week because of Labor Day, kids going back to school, my children being with me more than normal while going back to school for just because it worked out for my ex and I that they stayed with me because they go by me to school. The fact that Hudson had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
That threw everything into chaos, right? What we were doing. And then you were gone because your son had his first day of school, which I don't blame you. You should have been gone. So the whole week has just been a little wild.
Yeah.
And really, it's my brain cannot... I need a reset.
Your brain ain't caught up to the week yet.
No, I need a reset. Like last
and it's
night,
the end of it.
I got in bed last night and I was like, huh. I can sleep in. I go, wait, no, it's Thursday, not Friday. What day is it?
What is going on?
But because all of a sudden, I don't know. I need a reset. We've had a big week of changes between schedules. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to use this weekend to reset. So
it makes sense to me.
It's been wild. What's going on with you?
We're chilling. Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah. It was a interesting first day of school for young samurai.
You had a plot twist we didn't see coming yesterday when the bus never came. That was crazy.
And the plot twist just keeps coming. So I'm gonna have to update y'all. Oh yeah,
stop it.
Sammy's okay, let's just say that, but he had a very interesting first day.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Did he take the bus back?
He took the bus home, and
I'm
he loved the bus ride. Yeah.
I bet. So did mine.
Well, there's a baby on the bus.
What do you mean?
The bus drivers. So the bus drivers can bring their children, if need be, on the bus.
That's interesting.
And Sammy was like, there was a baby on the bus, which I already knew because I talked to the bus driver earlier.
Is that a baby on the bus?
Yep.
Yes.
Sure enough.
That's cool. Hey, do what you got to do to get drivers. I support it. You want to help let parents work? Well, I'm supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as people at Uber and DoorDash. Dash with their kids in the car. What's the difference?
Snaps, baby.
You gotta work. I support it, man. Okay, well, I can't wait to hear then what happened on Sammy's day.
I will let you know.
Dumpster fire's back.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I got an interesting update that is a disappointing update. I'll say that.
Baby.
Kind of, yeah. You're right, DZ. Disappointing. Just if you thought my faith in men sucked, well, it's gotten worse. And wait till I tell you why. You're not going to believe this one.
Dang it, Milwaukee. Dang it, New Berlin.
Yeah. It's not New Berlin.
Dang it, Brookfield.
Not Brookfield.
Dang it, Germantown Square.
What city does he live in? Milwaukee.
Oh, I was right the first time. Dang it, Milwaukee.
Yeah, sorry, you were right the first time. So dumpster fire, Jonas Brothers tickets, and more. You ready to get into the question of the day where I have to confess what I did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Your body's awake.
Ooh.
But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
What was your last impulse buy? And be honest, because I kind of bought a car. Okay, let's move on now. So anyway, DZ, your last impulse buy? Go ahead,
Time out. You last impulse purchased a vehicle. Like a vroom vroom or like a meep meep beep beep brrr, with control remotes for the boys. You bought a car.
Okay.
You bought a car?
Okay, hear me out. Just give me a minute. I went in for an oil change on Wednesday at 1.
Oh.
And I left with a new car. Okay, I'm not gonna lie.
From new oil to new car, how did that make sense?
Shout out Heiser, because I have oil changes. I leased my car. The last car I leased in 2023. I'll never forget it. It was March. I just, I'm going to cry. The day I put Bella down, I leased that car.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, which I didn't correlate with Bella being put down, but now that I'm thinking back, it all came together. Like, I put her down that Saturday morning, and then I went and picked up my car, and now I'm getting emotional thinking about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've had that car, and it's kind of been correlated to Bella, but not really, and my lease was about to be up next March. It would be my 3 years.
Oh, darn.
And so when I went in, they're like, do you want to talk about it? And I'm like, I'm ready to talk about if you want to put me in a different car, I don't care. It's a lease.
Talk to me, but don't you dare finesse me.
But don't finesse me. Mm-hmm. And if you want to keep my payment close to what it was,
holla at me.
I understand a new car, my payment's going to go up.
Regardless,
they
usually
ended up putting me in a 2026 of my car, and I left with a payment that was only like $70 more. I mean, they really worked with me. I was like, you guys, this is phenomenal. And in my old car, I hadn't vacuumed it. It was like a dream. I walked in. They took the old one to sell, and I just left with the new one. So I got a new car this week, you guys. It was a dream for them. I got a new car this week. I'm still adjusting. I have a heated steering wheel. I finally have the heated steering wheel I've been dreaming of.
Winners ain't never going to be the same.
So I'm very excited. So shout out to my guy Steven and everyone there at Heiser. They're always nice to me. But yeah, my impulse buy was a new car, even though I'm leasing, same thing in my mind. Whatever you do.
New car, who this?
So basically, that was my impulse buy.
That's pretty impulsive, I'd say.
But I'm happy.
I was happy with myself because I randomly went over to the store and picked up headphones. I was supposed to go to the gym the other day over at Princeton Club.
Yeah,
Had a solo session, training session with Jeremy, and I went, dang, I ain't got no headphones, though. I had left my buds at home.
Ugh, the worst. Oh my God. You can't go to the gym without headphones.
Especially if you don't have, a training session, because that means you're by yourself.
And you're going to talk to people, and you have no motivation, and it's over.
Nope. So I went, dang it, man. And then my wife texted and said, I'm supposed to go to the gym, but I forgot my headphones at home. And I went, oh, you too?
Oh, no. So was that your impulse buy?
My impulse buy is I went to the store right after the show and then bought headphones. I used them for the workout.
Hell yeah.
Then I dropped them off, threw them in my wife's car, and was like, headphones, go to the gym.
Smart.
No
smart.
Excuse. No excuse not to.
You're a jerk. You bought her headphones and said, here you go.
She was trying to come up with an excuse to go to not go to the gym, and I was like, go ahead, baby. Do the gym
thing.
We
all try to come up with excuses not to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Okay, let her live.
No way.
You know, actually, that's a good partner. You're like, you knew she wanted to go.
Yep.
You knew she needed a push, and you gave it to her without being weird.
I just threw the headphones in the car.
You're like, surprise, I bought you something.
She called me on the way out from work, and she said, well, I was going to say I'm coming home because I don't have headphones, but I see you solved that problem for me, Poppy, so I'll see you in an hour or so.
That's amazing. DZ went out and bought headphones. That is a big impulse buy. I bought a car. Okay, let me live. And what did you guys buy? 414-533-1037. Screw it. Let's go to the phones. You know what? We'll take line 2 today. Why not? And see who it is. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Waylon and Chael.
Oh, Waylon. Hi.
What up, Papito?
How's second grade, Waylon?
It's going good.
Good. In Wabaca, that's where you guys live. So, Waylon, what's your last impulse buy? Was it a car, too?
A mansion.
Yeah.
Stop it. What are you talking about? Tell us more.
I bought my Moke Control Lamborghini.
Lamborghini. Ooh! There it is, baby.
And where'd you get the money for that, Waylon?
I do it from chores and allowance.
Oh,
this man has a job. This second grader got a J-O-B, and he earned his own coins.
Can you talk to Owen and Hudson about that?
For his Moke Control Lambo. My dog.
Wow.
Motivation.
Mom, way to go. Good job, Mom. Keep it going. We love you guys. Have a great day, okay?
Waylon, I have birthday today.
What? What?
Mr. Mo Control Lambo's birthday today?
You didn't even tell us it was your birthday, Waylon?
No, I didn't.
He keeps it slight. That
happy
man.
Happy birthday. Play
happy
something
birthday.
For him.
We got something. I was going to say. Hold on. Waylon. It's your birthday, Papi. It's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday, Papito. Happy birthday.
The only seven, now 8-year-old we let call on the show every day. Hey, Waylon.
This man done won himself a birthday song.
Waylon.
He plays it so cool.
Happy birthday. I would have invited you in the studio if I had known. You know you're welcome. You got an open invite now, okay?
Whoa. For Waylon.
One time. Waylon, this is a one ticket entry.
Don't be tagging on to Waylon's invite, everybody. Waylon, we got to have you in here, man. Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday.
Have a great day and enjoy whatever you have to eat later, like cake or whatever, and ice cream, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Later,
gosh.
Man. Oh, Waylon is too cool.
First he said, I bought it, and then he said, and by the way, and then his mom said, it's his birthday. He wasn't even going to tell us.
He was just going to talk about the Lambo.
I'll never forget it. It's the day after Hudson's. I'll never forget now. Waylon's the 5th, and Hudson's the 4th of September. Oh, okay.
That was adorable.
All right, what was your last impulse buy? That is the question. Mine was a car, DZ's was headphones, and we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
What was your last impulse buy? I might have bought a car. Okay, I did. Screw it. I went in for an oil change. I left with a new car. It's phenomenal. I'm loving it. It's like a spaceship all over again. Every time you upgrade, it feels like a spaceship, no matter how upgraded you are.
Yep.
The next upgrade, spaceship.
Like, wow. Wow.
I don't even know how to change the gear. Like, to put it into park, you have to use where the blinker was is now the park. It's so weird.
Dog, you making me want a new car.
It's like a spaceship.
I love it.
And you got headphones. That was your impulse buy.
Yeah, I had to grab a headphones.
So let's go to the phones and see what everybody else says is their impulse buy. Angela's in West Dallas. She had me at TikTok shop.
Hey, Allie. Hi, DZ.
Morning. Hi. Buenos dias.
Girl, what did you buy off TikTok? Tell us everything.
Okay, so I'm a crafter, and I buy beads. Well, the other day, my impulse buy was an order of some beads. And I get the notification saying that my beads were delivered. I call my daughter. I said, hey, go downstairs. The package has been delivered. And within the 30 minutes of that, my package got stolen.
No.
No.
Hey, yo.
Wow, I didn't see that coming. So, she was going on about beads. And I'm like, where are we going with this? It got stolen.
Beads, burglary.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So, you know, I get a hold of the seller and I tell him, hey, you know, whatever courier you used, they just left it, and it was supposed to be a required signature.
Sign for.
And then they say, oh, okay, well, you know, let's get a hold of the courier and see, if, you know, do a little investigation. We'll refund you or we'll replace your order.
Sure, whatever.
Like a whole week goes by, nothing. Oh, we're sorry, your package has been delivered. Here's the picture. And I'm like, yeah, I see the picture of this package on my back doorstep.
Right, but I never got it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a signature required. And why are you putting it in the back? It's supposed to be in the front.
So they just did what they wanted.
I got thoughts.
Yeah.
You got to get a ring cam, girl. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what. The ring cam changed my life because nobody can take your stuff. And if they do, you'll have them on camera.
Facial.
Or any kind of camera.
Hey, maybe the ring camera will be my next impulse buy.
I'm telling you, it won't get stolen because you'll screw it into the wall. But let me tell you something. It connects to your Wi-Fi. It's a lot easier than you think. It just buy one, put it out, and then you can bust and you won't have this problem ever again because I found more things on my ring camera I didn't need to know, let me tell you.
So, oh, my.
Nothing bad, but, you know, just kids breathing into it and being obnoxious, you know. But, yeah, it helps.
At the least you're going to get some funny clips out of it.
It was way easier than I thought to connect it, and I don't mess with that stuff. So
that's the next impulse buy,
there
Angela.
There you go. You got it. Get your camera. Get your camera for outside.
I will.
All right, bye.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
She said
bye.
Beads.
Burglarized.
What the hell?
What? Dang, son.
We're talking about your last impulse buy because I ended up with a new car this week when I went in for an oil change. DZ bought headphones because he didn't have any, so he just went and bought them. Brad in Waukesha texted in. He said, I walked into a motorcycle dealership in Milwaukee just to look at get bikes, ended up leaving with one.
Brad, why do you have to brag like that, bro? Why you gotta be that guy, man? And why didn't you take me with you? I want a bike so bad.
Oh, wait, this is actually funny. Steven said I went to Menards to buy some body soap and walked out with a picnic canopy. LOL, love-hate relationship. That's amazing. Let's go to Nick in Waukesha, who says he's been trying to get in every day this week and couldn't. He's a regular, called 5 days in a row.
Nick, we gonna get to you.
It's hard to get in, and he's realizing that. Let me tell you.
It's been so long, I almost didn't find your theme song.
Little Will Smith, pre-slap.
Pre-slap.
Bienvenido, Ami, Ami. Hey. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I've been trying to call every day this week, and I'm just like, I can't get in. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
You know what? We miss you, too. We miss you, too.
What's up?
What was the last impulse buy? Tell us, Nick.
Okay, well, this was a couple months ago, and I bought my truck. And I was on Marketplace on Facebook, and I was just kind of looking for go-karts for my daughter. And then I found the truck, and I'm like, oh, it's in the right price range.
Hold on. You were looking for go-karts for a kid, and then you ended up with a truck? Are you kidding me right now? Mm-hmm. Who am I to talk? I'm talking like I didn't walk into the dealership for an oil change and leave with a car. Who am I to talk?
Not fair enough.
You know, never mind. Nick, do you.
Do you. Did she still get the golf cart, or now she got to wait, though?
She got to wait now, but that's okay. We're still looking.
Are you joking?
Let her drive the truck then.
You know what? That's why you didn't get in this week. Your karma sucks because you screwed your daughter over. Nick.
I was going to get with the van. It was okay.
Oh, at least you get something, bro. Hey, giving a teen a van.
Wait, hold on. You were going to find an ATV, and she doesn't want a van, okay?
What? Let her drive it a little bit. Let the homies get in it for a couple rides. It's going to be the fan favorite.
You know what I heard somebody say online? That a van is just a trap house on wheels. Don't ever give it to a kid.
100%. I speak from experience.
He wanted it. It's okay.
Trap house on wheels.
Give her the van. We love you, dog.
Don't not give her the van, Nick.
Do it.
Love you.
Later, man. Peace.
Bye.
he's giving her the van.
I had never heard that before. Trap house on wheels. I lost it.
Oh, I miss La Guagua, man.
Oh, my God. Okay. Last but not least, we'll go to Adrian in Milwaukee.
Oh my God. What is he going to say?
I don't know. Can't be worse than Nick.
Wepa.
Happy football season with the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian.
Yeah. I'll be going to that game to make sure Green Bay loses against Dallas.
I don't want to get sidetracked here, but did somebody spit on somebody last night at a game, or was that an old clip? Was that a new clip?
No, that was new.
We're going to talk about that, because when I saw the player spit on the other, was that Thursday Night Football?
Mm-hmm.
What two teams was that?
It was Adrian.
It's okay if you don't know.
I think it was no.
You talking about Dallas and the Eagles?
Was that last night? Was Dallas one of those teams?
I was trying to think
of
the other team.
Was the Dallas guy who spit or the Eagles guy who spit?
Eagles defensive lineman spit on
the Dallas guy.
QB.
I saw that online. We'll talk about that later, because boy, I was shocked when I was like, you can't spit on somebody.
No.
What the hell?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
We got a flag and all that, but anyway.
Ejected, which is uncommon.
Your team's going through, it's what I'm getting at. Adrian, what was your last impulse buy? What was it?
Snake.
A what?
A snake.
Oh, God.
A real-life snake?
How much is a snake, dude?
Not much.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like $1,000 or something.
I guess it depends on the kind of snake. What kind of snake did you buy? What kind of snake?
Yeah, what kind of snake?
Ball python.
You can't just do an impulse buy with a python. And what did the wife say when you brought home a python, dude?
Nothing.
Why we ask questions like, do you like snakes?
Me?
I don't like snakes.
Hell no. No, if you say snake, I'm running. It's one of the only times I run. Bye.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so this one involves body odor.
Yeah, this one stinks.
And I didn't... I didn't even write it because I'm going through that. I'm constantly every day. Not me. I have teen boys every day. Shower, deodorant.
Meant.
Shower, deodorant. And then they go, why? And I go, because I said so. And that's the life.
Oh, my boy.
Because when you're little sometimes.
Well, obviously.
But when they, you know, start hitting these ages, there's no should I shower day. It's yes, you should. And maybe multiple times.
Allie, you're speaking to a former teen
boy.
I know. And I played sports on top of that.
Ugh.
But yeah, no,
disgusting.
This one stinks.
This one stinks. Okay, so what's the problem? She has an issue with somebody's. Is it somebody she's dating?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, even worse.
Listen, Allie and DZ, I've never done this before, so hopefully it's good for me. I'm talking to this guy. It's not official yet. We've been seeing each other for a little over a month, both in our 20s. We finally went on our first official date over the weekend, which was a big step. Honestly, for the most part, I really liked him. Conversation was good. We laughed. Definitely had some chemistry going. However, the fact that he smelled like a bag of wet dog threw me for a loop. And believe me, that's putting it nicely. It was potent and it was persistent.
Ugh.
I've been racking my brain since trying to figure it out. Was it a gym day? Had he simply not showered? Maybe perhaps he didn't put on deodorant, laundry? What was it? The general fact that it went pretty well keeps me coming back. I found myself slightly embarrassed on the date being near him, constantly thinking if other people around us could smell it too.
What?
I didn't want to stink by association.
Yeah, how are you still turned on? I don't understand.
He must have really been like macking. I mean, for real, Big Mac. Yeah,
what
honestly.
What the hell? Okay, go on.
Didn't want to stink by association. Made me a little self-conscious throughout the date, but we haven't set any concrete plans to see each other yet. I'm really hesitant to agree to anything involving being in public. The thought of experiencing the smell again, especially in a crowded place, makes me want to reconsider.
Yeah, no kidding.
How do I move forward?
I can't even believe you want to move forward. What the hell?
Do I address it directly?
Yes.
How do I even bring up a sensitive, because it's a sensitive topic.
No,
how do I bring
up a
sensitive topic?
You can't just say this.
Without offending him or making this awkward. Or do I just subtly hint at it? It's a new territory for me. I'm at a loss. Any advice you can offer would be greatly appreciated. Help a young dating girly out.
Okay, so she met a guy. They finally go out and he has a really bad body odor. And I'm like, does he need to shower? Or is this something that is just he has something that he doesn't know. Maybe he needs to switch deodorants. Or something's wrong with he's not washing his clothes.
Maybe he brushes his teeth. Some people got that halitosis.
That's true. That's true. You know what? I'm not denying.
You know, a little Listerine.
But I know, you know, I'm just going to not even say where I was, but someone I interact with, not you, DZ, don't worry, regularly, I walked into a room with them a couple weeks ago and I went, oh, they haven't showered, but I'm not going to say anything. It's someone I respect and love.
Someone we appreciate,
and
I'm
I
sure.
was like, oh my gosh, this person hasn't showered.
Awkward.
I would never say a word. And then I walked into a room with them again and the next day and I'm like, they still haven't showered and now it's getting awkward and I don't know what to say. So I'm like, but I would never in a million years ever tell an adult, if you aren't my sister or my kid or my parents, I'm not, or maybe you even, I might tell. But
I'd appreciate it. I was going to say, raise my hand in that group.
Same, because we're in this small room. So like, sometimes I'll even look at you and be like,
do I smell?
What's going on today? And you're like, no, you're fine. I'm like, okay.
Well, we'll keep it a buck. Some mornings are rougher mornings. And let me be honest, some days I don't get the chance to hop in the shower like I did the day before and start the day fresh with a shower.
Sometimes you night shower. I mean, it just depends on, some people are night shower people, right? And I do that too. Sometimes after the gym at night, I'll do the shower. And then the morning I'm like, but this is different. This is like, how do I deal with this guy?
A new guy I'm dealing with. You're barely a month in. Let's call it 2 months just to round up, right?
Well, the good news is it's fixable. They'll start there.
Is it?
Because you can meet a guy and maybe he dresses bad. You can fix that, right? Someone has bad taste in clothes. That's fixable.
That's fixable.
Someone has bad teeth, guess what? That's fixable.
What if the body odor doesn't bother them, though? What if they don't see it as body odor? Everybody sees odor as different. If they don't smell themselves badly and you do, this might be a severed tie situation. You're not deeper in than you really need to be.
Your advice?
My advice, and you know I'm normally the person that's like, we can figure this out.
No, but you're very big about like smell and appearance. Come on.
Don't put yourself in them shoes. Don't put yourself in that situation. Y'all really don't even know each other. You've only gone on one date. Cut it, next, bye. That's the advice. For real.
Somebody texted in. This is actually good advice. She should tell him, do you smell like that because you stepped in dog poop? Oh, be like, did you step in dog poop? What's that smell? Like,
what if he goes, no, that's my upper lip.
414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotional alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so we are talking about body odor and what to do with the body odor.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the issue that she's been dating. Well, she finally met up with this guy and he stinks.
They've been talking for over a month, finally went on a date.
Yeah.
And she said,
he stinks.
Boy, you smell like Canada.
Well, let's go to the phones and see what everybody thinks this morning. Mike is calling in Waukesha. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Well, I haven't texted your friend yet, but
I
can tell you what, though. I can tell you one thing.
What?
He smells fresh all the time.
Guess him up, Mike. Guess him up.
Hey.
Hygiene's top of the priority there, you know?
Mike, you are such a good friend, the way you have advocated for this guy. I cannot wait to text him. And you're like, oh, Mike.
I'm getting exhausted here. We got to do something. I
Same.
Mean, I'm just like, my wife's like, what'd you do at work? I'm like, my God, I'm trying to work the love language here.
This man got a part-time job trying to get Allie a man.
His wife says, what'd you do at work? I'm trying to hook Allie up.
He comes home tired. Like
She listens to the Jesus station a lot. She's like, you're on that phone all the time. She'd be like, you're always calling her. If she listened to you guys, she'd be like, what are you doing all day?
We love the Lord, too. Tell her to come on over.
Nerd.
What? Man, she's tripping.
Mike, I really appreciate you, and I'm going to text your friend. I'm going to.
You better.
I am.
He's
you better.
So, yeah, I
he
mean,
is?
This is full commitment now.
No.
Mike, she's got 48
Hi.
Hours, at least 48 hours, or I'm about to text him. Okay? Okay, Mike?
Yeah, hey, don't be going by my man, DZ. I told you, if it don't work between her, I'm jumping on that.
All right, anywho, man. Anywho. Dog, what's the advice for the odor here?
Well, yeah, but we'll do a double date when I text your friend. But moving on, Mike, what's the advice?
So my advice is, if this was their first date, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I would go on another date. Maybe dude had a long work shift and he's like, I can't get out early because some places aren't cool with that.
Fair.
Maybe he worked. Maybe he's aware of it and he's like, I just hope she don't notice. I didn't have time to get fresh.
Which makes him a hard worker and have some good work ethic that he's putting work over the date, honestly.
But also and committed to not canceling the date because he still went on the date, right? And he said,
I missed it. Like he went to go watch a UFC fight or something with his buddy, you know?
It's not like he blew off a date. Yeah.
Why do you have to bring that up every time?
What are you talking about?
He's bringing up that the guy blew me off for the UFC fight every time, Mike.
That could be an example.
Every time.
That could be an example from anybody's life.
Let's bring it up by sore subjects. Unbelievable.
I think she should go on another date with him. See if he's better.
And if not,
you know, I hate the sending a text thing when there's a problem, but it gives people time to process on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe just shoot him a text like, hey, I'm really into you. I think we're really good, but when I'm around you,
you can't say that.
Body odor.
Mike, you can't say that.
It's gonna get misinterpreted no matter how you say it.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what the answer is other than go out with him again, and if he still stinks, run for your life. I mean, I cannot.
You gotta tell him because he might not know. I mean, I've sucked a lot of well fumes over the years. I can't smell anything hardly.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I mean, if I stunk, I'd hope my wife would be like, hey, man,
I get it.
go hop in a bath.
She better. Oh, she better. Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
I think he should be made aware, because it's gonna, if it doesn't work out with her, then all of a sudden it's gonna be one of them things where it's not gonna work with like anybody. So yeah, it could be like a long term problem. So you may have pissed him off and you don't want to talk to you, but you might have pointed something out where the next person would work with him then.
He's saying give him the feedback so that he can do better for the next, even if it's not even you. I get that. All right, thanks for calling, Mike.
Okay,
love you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Tell your friend we said hi.
Tell him I said hi.
Oh, dang. Hey, friend.
Tell him I said, hey, Zaddy.
Whoa, now. You better text him.
Let me meet him first. All right, let's go to Laura in Union Grove this morning. We're talking about how to tell somebody they smell. She went out on one day with this guy she's been talking to, and he stunk.
Big bad.
Hi, Laura.
Morning, buenos
dias. First time on the show.
Hi.
Welcome.
She said long time listener, first time caller. Good morning.
Welcome.
I am.
Well, we love having new people on. What do you think, Laura?
Okay, so I'm actually calling from, like, the other person's perspective.
Oh, the stinky one.
I love this.
Straight honest, I have had an odor problem, like, my whole life.
Okay.
And it's something that I was picked on when I was real little, all the way through college, even.
And it's something that has to do... Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
Well, and it's got nothing to do with sweat. Like, it's just... It's how I smell sometimes.
Hormones, whatever, yeah.
And my thought is, if she is reaching out to someone to say, I had a good time, and how can I fix this? Here's my thought. If you like him enough to want to go on another date, do it. But maybe instead of meeting up somewhere, maybe meet at his place. And if you notice that he's a little... under the weather, smell-wise,
yeah,
then just tell him, hey, do you want a couple minutes to freshen up? Like, I don't mind waiting, and then we can go.
That's on the side.
That's like saying, is that what you're going to wear?
Yeah, no, for real, though. She did say, I'm nervous to be in public with him because I don't want that side association to stink. So maybe start at the crib, smell him there.
Totally.
Laura.
Totally.
And from my perspective, maybe he knows about it, maybe he doesn't, but you're kind of checking both boxes there.
Fair.
And you're giving him the opportunity to correct it before you guys do go out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And you know what? I feel so bad for you because you're saying you have some kind of medical situation that you don't know why.
And it could be.
Have you been to, like, have you asked doctors? Is it like a something with soaps or anything that you could? I mean,
allergies.
Honestly, the Dr. House in me, if you watch that show, I want to investigate more and I want to know why and I want to help you. I'm like, wait, but why? There has to be something that you can.
I don't know what it is.
It's got to be like something with, you know what I'm saying?
Hallie says, I can heal you.
Come
tell me,
let's
girl.
Let's find out what the issue is.
Have you used the lemon under the armpits?
That's not fair. I feel bad for you, man.
No, but she's coming with logic because of the experience.
Yeah.
My current doctor gave me, like, a prescription deodorant, and now I don't sweat.
Oh.
But
that didn't change.
Every once in a while, like, the odor is still there.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know.
You're getting it taken care of.
I freshen up more than most people need to.
Well, now you're paranoid and self-conscious. It sucks, man. Yeah, I hear that.
Everybody is different, though.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's different.
You know what? Hold on, though, because somebody texted in. Listen to this, DZ and Laura. Zilla texted in and said, maybe dude had some nervous sweats. You never know.
Like, them nervous sweats be stinking, boy. I swear they do.
Think about that. Like, he was sweating because he was nervous, and maybe it was just a one-time thing.
That perspiration when you got some nerves, yeah.
I'm glad they said that because I forgot. Like, when I'm nervous, I'm even worse. I'm using everything in my house to, like, make myself smell fresh.
She said, hand me the potpourri. Hand me the potpourri stat. Woo! Laura,
To my boyfriend, I've talked to my coworkers, and I'm like, hey, this is kind of what I go through. If you notice something, please take me aside. And I feel like you're giving that person the opportunity to do it before you go out.
Heard. No, that was perfect, Laura.
Absolutely. It's kind of like telling someone they got a booger in their nose. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to, but you need to.
Tell me I got
for
a booger.
For their own. Tell me.
I got a booger.
Always tell me.
Tell me I stink. Nah. Amen. All right, Laura.
See? Amen. See? We're godly. Amen.
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 Save your tears. There's no crying at the bus stop. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Well, you can't cry at the bus stop if it's your kid's first day of 4K and the bus doesn't come, I guess.
Cry whenever you want. I mean, whatever. We ain't going to tell you what to do.
DZ, yesterday, what a day on this show. If you missed it, Hudson was in here for his 12th birthday, and then you were there with Sammy on his first day of 4K. It was staggered because of, you know, their first week. And then the bus didn't come, and you had quite a day. But it turned out it was just late, and you drove him to school. But yeah, I wasn't surprised. I mean, I was surprised, but usually they call and go, the buses are running behind, just so you know, and then you move on with your life.
Yep.
You didn't get that call.
And, well, we tried to call them to see if the bus was just running late.
That's what I mean. That's impossible.
Answered.
They need to, like, our principal, and it depends on each school, but our principal called one day and left a all-school voicemail. Bus 6-7.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I made that up for them. Bus 6-7 is running late, just so you know. And then I moved on with my life, you know.
Yep.
So that's helpful.
It is.
If there's a way to do that, you
know.
And
now that we got put on game and know that the Where Is My Bus app is accessible.
Did you find it?
We got it, but yes. I got to go into the school to get the full information to be able to log in. Because it's not just like a download the app and put your kid's name in.
Yeah, because you don't want, like, people look. I mean, that's weird, too.
It's sensitive information. So I got to get, like, special code or whatever from the school to give me access
to track the bus. Good.
Exactly.
That's reassuring to know they do that.
So I'll be doing that. That's one of the things on the list. But yeah, Sammy had his first day of 4K.
How did he do?
He did great for the most part.
Oh no. Is it full day?
It's a full day.
It's like 8 to 3. No, that's a lot. That's good for you guys.
It's like 7:30 to 2, right? Like it's a full day.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He rode the bus home.
And?
Rode the bus to Juanita's, our daycare lady.
And
had a blast.
Of course.
He got off the bus and said, "There's a baby. Look." You know, his bus driver was like, "Oh, hey, what's up?" You know, same guy from the morning. And he thoroughly enjoyed it. But you know how yesterday I told you, man, this Class Dojo communication app that the school has sent me a message, but I can't find it.
Like a lot of classes have apps they use to communicate with the parents. Okay, so that's what they're using, right?
We're using Class Dojo, right? So I go on the app when I click the alert that I got on my phone, and I can't find the message anywhere. And you saw me, I was going, I was like, man, they sent me a message about our son, but it's nowhere to be found.
And it's like when I've had this happen in my chart. You have a message and I can't find it. I'm like, it just said I have a message. Where the hell's the message?
So I moved on with my life, though. I went, what? They will call if something is more grave,
It was
right?
probably just a picture of your kid.
Nope.
Oh, it was something bad?
He had fallen, bopped his head, man, had a fat old knot right above his eyebrow, so they had to take him to the nurse.
Oh.
They had to throw some ice on him. Something had happened to our boy.
Sammy!
Day one.
Oh.
But it was weird because my wife got the message. I didn't.
Weird.
I got an alert that we got a message. I couldn't check it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Long story short, he was good. He was fine. Thankfully, they took care of him.
Yeah.
He didn't have any problems. I mean, boys are going to be boys and kids are going
to
be kids.
And they have to tell you. Yeah, I mean, they're just calling to let you. I feel like I've gotten a lot of those, if it makes you feel better. And Aaron's a teacher where they're like, just so you know, this happened today, but he's okay. And
then
they get home, I'm like, oh, they're fine. But they want you to know just because what if they don't
tell
you?
They got to communicate.
But if they don't tell you, you're like, you didn't tell me my son got a big welt. Like, so
well, then they're liable.
Appreciative. Yeah.
It was appreciated for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, he had a great first day. He was excited to go back. When I picked him up off the bus at Juanita's, he looked at me and went, "Can we go back to school now?" I was like,
"What?" He loves it.
He loves it.
That's phenomenal. And that's great. That means he's adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
That means you've got him ready for life and he's going to be okay. And I'm
Fingers
not surprised
crossed.
By that, knowing how much you guys, you know, live your lives and take him everywhere you can. And you know what I'm saying? And then, like, the people that don't go anywhere. Or don't have any socialization. Sammy's got a lot of that. You know what I mean?
He's vibing. Today's
vibing.
The first full day with all the kids in class.
Was he exhausted yesterday?
You could tell he was a trooper.
He hasn't
still
hit
active,
a wall yet.
But you could tell by the end of the night he was, my Lego broke. Bro, just rebuild it. No!
He's running on adrenaline right now. And this weekend,
crash.
He's going to crash. It's going to be amazing.
Fingers crossed.
Yes! Woo! Well, I'm glad that he's okay. Even though he fell, he'll be fine.
He was fine.
Yeah. That's exciting. Well, I can't wait to see next week. We'll have to check in and see what he thinks of school and that he's farther in.
Yeah.
Not the fun time's over.
We'll have to really update then.
Mm-hmm. Antonia in Vegas texted into 414-533-1037. She said, class dojo, you have to be logged into the teacher's class with a code. That's why you can't see the message. I think you are, right?
I'm logged into all of that with all the codes. It just, my wife got the message. I got the alert. It was weird. It was some weird cross thing. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. Whatever. You guys can figure this out on the text on your own, okay? Here's what happened.
My wife's an MPS teacher. She knows exactly how to use the Class Dojo app. Mm-hmm. She went through it. We went through it. She got the message. I got the alert. It was the craziest thing. But we're good now.
We're good. Okay. Well, you ready to get into Am I the Jerk? And then we have our last set of Jonas Brothers tickets. We're going to give those away. Mm-hmm. And then Dumpster Fire Dating. I hate to say, a lot of women are going to be disappointed this week.
Is it a spooky edition?
No, it's not spooky. Well, if you want to call it spooky. If you were starting out hoping men, girls, ladies,
aww.
I have a bad update for you guys.
Dang it.
A not so positive one, but I'm going to keep it real like I always do.
That's what we do.
That's what we're going to do on this show. Okay, you ready to get into Am I the Jerk?
Got to.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's Am I the Jerk is about going on a trip even though your mom's having surgery and you know it. And you're still leaving and she needs your help.
She needs my help?
Yikes.
Man, I'm not the one having surgery.
No, you're not. But listen to this. It says, am I the jerk for going on a trip? My husband and I have a big trip planned around Christmas this year. It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, a week in another country. Greece, to be specific. Ooh. It says we never go on trips and are very excited about time off and reconnecting. Marriage can be tough and we don't want to remain in this complacent place. So we also thought a trip would help bring us back to where we started.
You know, a little oppa in your life.
Nothing wrong with that. We've been planning and saving for it for over a year. Now let's enter the problem.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law has several health problems. She recently scheduled a surgery for exactly the time we'll be on vacation.
Mm.
The recovery will be rough, and she knew we were away. We were not consulted about the timing. There's almost no other family around. We don't have the option to reschedule our trip without losing a significant amount of money. So now there's pressure on us, though, to cancel and be there for her. Am I the jerk for deciding to still go on the trip, even though my mom's having surgery?
Yikes. Okay. I mean, you could look at it from a few different ways.
You could, because I could say, well, hire someone, but they're not looking for solutions.
No.
They're looking for, am I the jerk for going on a trip, even though she's having surgery and needs us?
Well, and family is expected to take care of family,
right?
Usually.
But you're in a place where you know your marriage needs you to reconnect, and you're trying to, that's a positive thing, mm-hmm. that you want to keep it together and work
that's
on
important.
It. And that's important for you and your family, but she's family. Oh,
that's your mother.
God.
It's your mother.
What a nightmare place to be in.
She took care of you your whole life.
And you don't want to be on your trip now worried about her.
Oh, and you will be. There's no guarantee that something isn't going to go wrong, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to be worried the entire time. That's not a question.
She's going under. Anything could happen.
Anything. And you're not going to be there.
No.
You've been planning. But what are you going to do? You can't push it back? I doubt it.
No.
It's too late.
414-533-1037. That is the number to text or to call. Honestly, I'm real torn on this. Somebody texted in, not the jerk. She booked knowing they'd be gone. It's giving manipulation. Yeah, but if you need a surgery, you need a surgery. And
you got to get the most available date.
When I've booked mine, I have to find out when they're available to book me. And it's not all me. It's them too.
I had my knee surgery, my osteochondral allograft.
Mm-hmm. Based on when somebody died, right?
Off the most inconvenient time, because it was based off of when somebody passed and when the operation room was available. I had a tentative date. And guess what? When it hit.
And
my wife wasn't off school yet. She had to go to work. We had to figure out daycare. We had to modify our lives. And then our kid got sick on top of that. So real life hits. And you got to do it when you got to do it.
I can't believe how many people must be triggered by this saying, not the jerk. I feel the mother-in-law. She did this on purpose.
You think so?
No, because of what we just said about how it's not that simple. Like, there are all kinds of things that go into surgery. Operating rooms, doctor schedules, already booked surgeries, things like that. You know,
severity of the need of the surgery. We don't know what she's getting.
Right, right. I mean, she could be getting a BBL like me. She could be getting a new knee like you.
The BBL could be pushed back.
She could be getting a mommy makeover like me, or she could be getting an osteo blah, 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 like DZ.
An osteo blah, an oats. Just call it an oats.
Whatever you want to call it, okay?
An oats.
All right, I see the text coming in, and we're going to talk to you guys next. Is she the jerk for going on the trip even though the mom's having surgery?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for going on a trip with her husband when the mother-in-law is having a surgery. They've planned on this. They're going at Christmas. It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Their marriage, sounds like, can be tough. They're trying to reconnect. They've been saving.
Mm-hmm.
Then the mother says, oh, I have a surgery now at Christmas. And I need help, and there's no one else that lives here.
But who's going to take care of me?
Oh,
I mean, it's your mother, though.
So what? Rachel's in Watertown. I'm kidding. That was a joke. I care. Rachel, good morning.
Morning.
All right. Morning. Is she the jerk if she goes on the trip?
Absolutely not. Ooh. No. No. At the end of the day, you leave your parents' house for your spouse, and your kids leave you. It's you two at the end. And if you're going there to make your marriage work and to be happy with each other, go. Have a good time.
Yeah. I hear that.
Yeah.
I love my mother-in-law, but we have similar things that happen. But yep. Yes.
You know what? This is really important because this is so relatable. I mean, I've been married. I'm not anymore, obviously. Been divorced a long time. But this is relatable where you're trying to choose either your immediate family, which is you and your spouse in your house now, mm-hmm. and or your extended, which is now your parents.
Yep.
And I mean, they're immediate, but they're not in your house anymore. And so you see this with all the arguments around holidays, where we want to have our own Christmas now, and the parents are like, but we want to do it here. Like, you have to
see the grandbabies.
You at some point have to choose, right? Yep. And that's always a sore subject for a lot of families when they have kids, especially.
And
you
throw a surgery in that mix, please. And it becomes even more sore. Get it? Because you're having surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's where I'm at with that.
Wow. That's fair reasoning. You're saying choose your immediate house. That's the way you're using
choose your house.
Yeah.
Your parents are going to leave you. Your kids are going to leave you, and all you have is your spouse. And if you want to make it work, make it work.
Well, and
go on the trip.
There are rehabs and places you can hire people, in-home nurses.
True.
I mean, again, we're not looking for solutions, but there are people that you can. My parents do not live here, and we constantly tell them, we're going to have to hire people to help you when we're not there, and they don't want to hear it. So
I was waiting for you to say it.
It's a thing. You know what I mean? So.
And maybe she only needs help for a couple weeks,
exactly.
Right? Let's say a month max, post-op, whatever. And then you'll be, but you guys are going to be back, too, so.
But she's coming
out of a
surgery.
That's nothing.
Yeah. It's peak surgery, though.
You know what? We're on a rant. Thanks for calling, Rachel.
Appreciate you.
Have a good one.
Bye. You too. Bye. Much love.
Let's go to Courtney in Racine this morning and see what she thinks. Hi, Courtney.
Good morning.
Hi. All right. So you heard Rachel said not the jerk. People are texting in saying, not the jerk, but a huge detail is missing. Did the mother-in-law have a say on the date, or was that all that was available? We don't know. They just know that they planned the trip, and then the mother-in-law said, oh, this is when my surgery is scheduled. We don't know.
I just assume that's the only date available. Who wants to put off a surgery longer than needed when you already know you got to get surgery?
Or it's the soonest available because it's not that far away, you guys. We're September.
It really is not.
Christmas is not that far.
No.
So anyway.
Colombians start thinking about Christmas September 1st, so wepa.
And you know what? And Target as well, September 1st, apparently.
Target's Colombian.
Yeah. Apparently, because they love to put their stuff out as well, don't they? All right, Courtney, jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Whoa.
Because you need to put, the marriage needs to get put first.
Okay.
And I don't know their issues, but what if one of their issues is
the
not
mother?
Putting themselves.
Or the mother?
Well, no, like the marriage, if they're not putting their spouse first, that could be an issue.
Prioritize.
And if you cancel it.
Absolutely.
Then you're once again not prioritizing your spouse and your marriage, and that's just going to crumble.
And you're going to be back in counseling.
Going, then.
Yeah, well, we tried, but okay.
But then mom had to get surgery, and we couldn't cancel. We had to cancel. Oh, snap, Courtney.
All right, Courtney, we appreciate that. You're saying not the jerk.
Yeah, have a good night.
You,
you too. She said night.
Maybe she's a third shifter and she's going home to bed.
Sleep tight.
I don't know. Julie's in Oak Creek, last but not least. Let's see what she thinks, if she's going to sweep it out and get the vacuum or not. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Hey,
morning.
Julie.
Hey,
Wepa.
Wepa. Look at her. I love it. Julie, are you going to sweep it now? You going to bring in the vacuum or what?
Get out the vacuum.
She's a sweeper.
I just took a second to hear what you said. You're killing me, DZ. Oh, God, Julie, what's up?
Not the jerk.
Flat out.
It's obviously not an urgent surgery. Otherwise, she would be having it sooner than December. And if they've had this trip planned for at least a year, from what it sounds like, the mother-in-law was well aware of when they were going to be on their trip, and she could have said, hey, can we just push my surgery out 1 week later?
I hear that.
Because then I'll have people here to help me.
You got to assume they're communicating that they're going on a trip in a year. Yeah.
The doctors were like, we're going on Christmas vacation for 3 weeks. We can't. Like, kidding me? We got to get it in before we leave. Honest to God.
We're going to be in Greece too.
When I did my skin removal last December, I did it right before they all went on vacation. I go, get me in literally the last day and then we'll all go on vacation together. And that was that's why I did it in December last year. So it's a hard thing.
It could be a part of the plan. It could be a part of the planning, but then the mom's not taking them into consideration. So why should they take her into consideration?
Right.
I'm hearing it.
I do agree with the first caller who said that, you know, you have to worry about your house first. Yep. That was Rachel in Watertown. Yep. I appreciated that.
Exactly. All exactly. Right. And okay. I don't know. I think it's completely fishy because, again, she's known that they were going on this trip for at least a year, and now suddenly she's got this surgery that is taking place when they're going to be gone.
Julie, the only one with trust issues on the show is me. Stop it right now, okay? You knock that off right now. She's like, it's a little fishy around here. Listen to this.
Questionable behavior.
It is fishy.
Fishy. Julie, thanks for calling. It is a Friday. Fish Fry Friday.
Ain't it awesome?
It is.
I see what you did there, Julie. We appreciate you.
All right. Bye, Julie.
Bye.
All right. Much love. That was goofy, dog, but that's a vacuum sweep.
Wow. I didn't know what people were going to say about leaving the mother-in-law.
Everybody's leaving their mother-in-law, apparently.
Wow. Okay.
All y'all leaving y'all mamas.
It's a sweep. It's a sweep. Time to give away these Jonas Brothers tickets, and then I'm going to tell you what went really bad on Dumpster Fire Dating next.
Oh, no.
414-533-1037. That is the phone number to call. Let's take caller, because the Jonas Brothers are going to be in town on October 12th. Okay, they're going to be at Fiserv Forum. I know everybody wants these tickets. Let's take caller. I'm just going to do...
Do it. Do
I don't really have anything going on in my mind right now. 33.
Oh, hey, do it.
414-533-1037. If you're calling 33, you're going to see the Jonas Brothers at Fiserv Forum on October 12th. Good luck. Last day to win Jonas Brothers tickets. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we have got to talk to Allison in Menominee Falls. Wow, Allison, amazing name. Hi. Hi.
Hey.
Hey. She said, girl, I know.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
I already asked two L's or one, and she said two, and I said, yes.
Y'all spell the same?
Every time I meet Allison, I go, two L's or one, an I or a Y.
Are you in the club or nah?
we're the same.
Right way.
The right way. We're two L's and an I. Allison, baby.
Said no A-L-Y's around here.
Thank you. No offense, but thank you.
No offense to any Allies out there like that. My bad.
There's a lot, probably, but whatever. Really. All right, Allison, you're going to see the Jonas Brothers.
Woo! Yeah, I'm so excited.
Good.
Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have you ever seen them before?
No, I haven't.
First timer.
It's going to be so good. Yeah. Well, they're coming to Fiserv Forum on October 12th. Have you been to Fiserv Forum yet?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, good. Well, I always assume, but then we meet people and they go, no, I haven't been. Why would I have been? I haven't gotten tickets to anything. I'm like, oh, my God.
Why not?
Well, nice. Well, good. We're glad you've been, and we're glad you're going to have a new experience with the Jonas Brothers. And last but not least, which one's your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. I love them all. I can't pick one.
Nope.
Even Kevin?
Nope. Don't say it.
I guess.
Which one? Which
Frankie.
One?
It's Frankie. Say it.
Frankie doesn't count.
He counts.
Who's your favorite Jonas Brothers, or I'm not giving you the tickets? That's
okay,
a lie I'm giving him.
I guess I would go with DZ and say Kevin.
All right. No, I'm really not giving you the tickets. No, I'm just kidding.
Kevin Dog.
Allison, thank you for choosing. I'm sorry. I was just trying to be funny. I would always give you the tickets, but it's Nick, okay? But thank you for calling.
The right answer was Nick, but we appreciate it. Nick and
Joe,
too.
But thank you. Allison, have a great time at the show.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye. Ah, woosah.
Woosah, big woosah.
Woosah.
Because now.
So now we have to get into dumpster fire dating. Can you get, there's the thing. I promised, now that school's back in session, we're going to stay on time because everyone.
No, we're not.
I mean, hell, I might even play a song.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. Let me get coffee. Hold on. 2 minutes and I'm going to tell you why you're going to be disappointed if you're single and dating on dumpster fire dating. Hold on, ladies. Please, God.
Swill left. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Gonna need your positivity today, DZ.
Oh, you should have warned me ahead of time.
I'm warning you now.
Uh-oh.
Boy, oh boy. I feel like we're having a full circle moment on dumpster fire dating. So if you listen, I will recap. But if you listen to dumpster fire and have for a long time, you may remember. And if you don't, I'll recap. But there was this guy. I called him his nickname was Sneaky Link, okay? Because for a good period, I just was spending time with him privately, and we were just friends, and I was fine with that situation. I felt like everything was good. I wasn't getting into trouble. I was minding my own business. And it was just a good friend who I find attractive but have no feelings for. And I've never been able to experience that. So it's like, this is working. I'm not clingy. I'm not attached. Like, this is great.
The only thing sneaky about it was the fact that y'all wasn't telling people.
Exactly. So then one day he blocked me. We talked about this on the show. And I went, he blocked me? Because I thought, well, am I voiding getting involved with somebody because I'm just, like, I'm kind of blocking myself from meeting someone because I'm not putting myself out there, right? I'm just not doing it. So one day he blocked me. We couldn't figure out what was going on. And then we found out he was in a relationship. And I was like, no way. No way. This guy
is... He settled down?
He's not a good guy. Like, this guy's
he's an
F-boy. Like, you guys know what I'm talking about.
A red flag boy.
Which is why I would have never dated him. You know what I'm saying? A red flag boy. Thank you, DZ. He was red flags all over. And that's why I never took him seriously in that realm. But he was a friend and he was attractive.
It casually worked.
So when he got in a relationship and actually appropriately blocked women he was messing with, I thought, wow.
Look at him go.
Men can change. And I was so proud on the show. We were talking about, like, oh my gosh, he's actually trying to change and be a good guy. And he's doing the right thing. And he doesn't owe me anything if he wants to be serious. I see on Facebook eventually he is in a relationship. He's in this now. This was like a year ago, dude.
Hey, good for him.
So I was so great. And I moved on with my life.
Mm-hmm. Until what?
Until the other day.
Why'd you pick your phone up?
Because I got a friend request on Snapchat.
Okay.
The sneakiest of them all. From
the
him.
The sneakiest of them
from
all.
From him. So
dang,
I.
From Sneaky Link?
From Sneaky Link, who had blocked me. Apparently, I guess I'm not blocked anymore if you could find me.
He unblocked you,
He unblocked me, so I accept.
That means he's single, obviously. Come on, dog.
You're hysterical.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
1 year was all it took for him to go back to his old ways. He's still in the relay. I looked on Facebook. He sends me a message. Damn, looking good. I'm like, oh my gosh. So he added me on the
He reached out.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't just add you.
He
I'm
added
like,
me and he sent me a message because, yeah.
If you get re-added, I could assume, depending on the social platform, yeah. It's just maybe they deactivated the account, reactivated it,
there
and everybody
no
got
re-added.
There
was no reason to add me on Snapchat. Yeah. There was zero reason. We never really talked on Snapchat. That was not like...
That wasn't your primary form of communication?
No, we texted.
He's got your number.
Yes.
So it was a little weird that he hit you on Snapchat.
So
I will say that.
As soon as he said, damn, looking great, I thought, what the? I thought, is he single again? And I went to Facebook.
Nope.
No, he's not single.
Dog.
Not even close. Still with the same girl in a relationship on Facebook. I'm like, this guy is a dog. And so, DZ, this is where I need your help because this is why I am so pessimistic. I sat there and went, people can change. This is great. And I just proved my point that 1 year later, he's still a dog. He tried to keep it together, but he's still the same person at the core, which is why I would never date this guy. He's not loyal. He's not trustworthy. And he's a compulsive cheater or a cheater for life. And not everybody's like that.
No,
we had a coworker who will openly, and I will keep his business to himself, but you know who I'm talking about, who says, I was a dog in my 20s, and he's been a great husband for 20 years now, and he's 15,
dude is a quality
15,
individual.
Whatever.
I love that man.
He changed.
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
He's
he just,
a good dude.
He grew up.
He grew up.
And I thought, this guy grew up, and I went, this is the problem. Nobody's changing at 40. Like, I have to remember, it might be an age thing, because this guy was like maybe mid-30s when I met him, so he's got to be around 40 now. You know what I'm saying? I've known him for years now. So I'm like, this guy is never going to change. Like, of course, I should have known. So DZ, talk me off the ledge, because I want to believe. I want to believe that people can change. I want to believe that people are going to do the right thing. But this is the kind of experiences I have. I'm like, he's literally trying to cheat again on this girl who probably thinks they're... I mean, it's...
And it's confirmed. You can guarantee still in a relationship from what you can see.
I will show you on Facebook. I went to her profile and she's still in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
They're both together.
You know how sometimes...
It's not even an old post.
People will end a relationship but not make it public.
Correct.
Right? They'll just like let it fizzle and eventually they're like, we'll agree and we'll take it down, yada,
100%.
Yada. 100%. I'm not trying to say that that's what they're doing because clearly this dude sounds shady off rip just because
shady.
We know his history.
He is shady.
But what if...
What if what?
What if...
Talk to me. What if what?
This isn't necessarily a cheat situation. And it is more a thrup situation.
Shut up.
You told me to be positive.
Shut
I'm trying.
Okay.
I got no other angle
now you're
here.
Tripping.
I got no other angle.
And then he would have texted me and made it a group chat with her on it. He sent a Snapchat.
Touche.
Okay,
touché,
so we're
touché.
Not going to say who they are, but okay, you see right here. Here he is. This is my sneaky link who would block me and now all of a sudden reappeared a year later.
Yeah.
So it says he's in a relationship. You
it
see
does,
that?
Very
so
clearly.
This could be an old post because this is from, this is old. So let me click on her. Maybe they're not.
Maybe they're not together anymore.
Are they still in a relationship?
Because what does it say? Does it say in a relationship on their profile? It says still active in a relationship on both of their pages.
They're in a relationship.
They're in a relationship.
And he is now messaging me on Snapchat, and I am disgusted. So I'm not stupid.
No.
I know what's going on, and so do you.
Yeah.
You see the problem here?
I see the problem.
All right. Can you talk me off the ledge next?
I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what I think next because there's something you said that stood out to me as far as people being able to change and then once people have hit a point where you know they're not going to.
I would love to talk about that more. Please.
I'll talk you off the ledge.
Okay,
I got
good.
You.
All right. We'll talk to you next. I mean, we'll talk to each other.
And if you want to call, you can talk.
Feel free. Kiss FM.
This will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Jessica in Hartford texted in, Allie, dude is a straight dog and should be taken to the pound. Let his girlfriend know, been there, done that. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to have anything to do with that mess.
Yeah.
I just want to not respond, which is I haven't even responded. I added him and then I realized he was still in a relationship. So I said my sneaky link of over a year ago blocked me. Then all of a sudden unblocked me, added me on Snapchat. I thought, is he single? And he's not. He's fully in a relationship. But he sent me a message going, looking good or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It'd be the wrong sneaky link this time around.
I'm not interested. He's in a relationship. We looked on Facebook. You can see it.
Something you said earlier, you know, on the front end, if you will. There's a threshold. where a dog could reform, if you will.
I was going to say, can people change?
I think it has a lot to do with age, with maturity, with life circumstance, right?
I do too, I agree.
If you continue to bark your entire life,
you're going
to
keep barking.
You're probably going to keep being a dog, right? Maybe he tried it out, didn't work out for him.
Sounds like it.
So he's coming back to the bark.
But
right?
Then he needs to not be in a relationship, right?
But he's past the age of trying to fix himself or trying to be fixed. Not to say
40.
He's a lost cause, but yeah, you hit a threshold. In your 20s, even some in the 30s, you could figure your life out and then make a drastic change.
But now we're working with this.
I feel like your life, for the most part, works in 10s, right? Like, especially after you hit them teen years. Once you're in them 15s, then it's like the 25s, the 35s, the 45s, if you will. It goes by 10, increments of 10, where your life changes drastically in those 10 years.
Sure.
After them 35s, I think you're set.
You're screwed,
You're screwed.
If you haven't done a lot of change. And that's that's where I'm at with dating. I'm in that realm of ages.
Personally, that's my opinion on as far as once you're talking to a guy that has either already had an established career, had an established life, or had an established something or the other for themselves, they are more set in their ways. Rarely do you get a 35, 40-year-old that's been living at home just now venturing off into the world to become a big boy.
Right. They've already lived their life. They're already who they are, and that's what they're going to do. Then why don't those guys have either one of two things, stay single or be in open relationships? Because here's my issue with it is that I feel like they're just being selfish because they're getting in these relationships for the idea of like marriage or kids or whatever, right? They want some kind of partner in
societal
life.
Societal perception.
Some societal thing, whatever that is. So they go, oh, I'm going to settle down, but they don't really want that.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? They want to have a family, but they also want to do whatever they want like they have been doing. And that's not really the way it works unless your wife or whatever agrees to an open relationship. And they're not because he's in a relationship.
Doubtful.
And I can see this.
Most cases,
there's no
doubtful.
Way this yeah. guy, they're not.
No. And, you know, it's one thing to say, this is going to sound wrong, but those guys are normally materialistic. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make a family sound materialistic, but for people whose brain is wired that way, yes, you want the look of, I've got a wife, I've got kids, I've got a house.
Or you want the experience of it because you've never experienced it, but it's not really what you want when you get in it.
You may want the experience, you may want to try it out, you may want to see, but you think you can always change and you can always do something different. No, once you're locked in, once you're committed, you are committed. You don't get
Thank
to just
you.
Say, and I'm out.
Yeah.
Right? That's not really how life works. But for some people, it is.
It is.
For some people, they're wired to go, I can leave at any point in time and do whatever I want.
And the problem is he's not leaving. He's cheating.
Maybe
trying to cheat.
Maybe this is the soft leave. You know, like.
Well, I don't want to be a part of that. Then leave and be a big boy and put your big boy pants on. You're almost 40 or are 40, I think. I don't even know. You might be over 40. I don't even know anymore. I don't care because I haven't talked to him in a long time. I'm ignoring him. But I'm just like, what the hell?
You're going to have to preach to the choir because I can almost bet that some cats just rather get caught up than to be forefront.
Do you think he wants to get caught? Do you think he wants to get caught so he can get out of whatever he's in?
I don't know this guy, but I could assume.
But go to Bella in Kenosha. She's got something to say. We're dumpster fire dating. I was saying this guy, I was all proud of him. I was like, oh,
look at him moving up.
Look at him growing up and being a good guy and changing his ways. And then took 1 year in this relationship for him to reach back out to me and think.
Who knows? Maybe this was his last ditch effort to like save
God.
Himself. And it failed.
Ick. Whatever. Go to Bella. Girl!
Morning.
I cannot. Call the dog pound for real, dude. Take him back.
I'm trying to be positive.
And I like dogs, but not this kind of dog.
No. I don't know, bro.
But you guys see why I try not to be pessimistic, and I just am from all of my, not only from my divorce, but everything since. These are the kind of experiences I have where I'm sitting there a year ago. Now I look stupid. Now I look dumb because a year ago I was going, way to go, guy. You did it. You changed. What a good man. And
no,
then I'm like,
you
no,
don't
he
look
didn't.
Dumb.
No, he didn't.
You were, no,
he
no you were. But there's a good little saying, right? What is it? What's that song? So there you go. Oh, can't turn a husband into a.
Can't turn a hoe. Oh, a hoe into a husband. Can't turn a hoe into a husband. Correct. There we go. That
basically.
Part. It's the same thing for
just
a guy. You can't turn. He's not a husband. No.
Housewives, husbands. You can't. Yeah,
but he
no,
tried it and he didn't like it too much. So he's just reverting back to his ways. And some guys are cowards and women. And, you know, they make bad choices so that they can get out of a relationship that they don't want to be in, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people spend their 20s messing it up.
He's not 30. He's not 30.
By the time you're 40, if you're still being an idiot, you're probably always going to be an idiot.
So if you're, it's run for your life at that point. So at what age are we saying if they're still pulling these games? Is it 35 and up, DZ?
Mentally, yeah. To me, 35 and up, like you're done. That's the cutoff where like
you're never going to grow up.
If there's something mm-hmm. not figured out about your life and you're just kind of moving in the same way you moved in your 20s, that's the way you're going to move
your
in your 40s.
Your neural pathways are set in your brain. You're not going to change.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yep. That part.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right, I'm feeling better. I don't know why, because this is an awful story. But thank you, Bella.
He's just one guy. That's all. He's just one dude. There are nice people in the world like DZ and Mike and a lot of other guys we know.
What I needed to hear about all the good dudes we
know.
We're
usually married, though.
Correct. Correct.
We love you, Bella.
Love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye. Bye.
Damn it. Why'd you have to be right?
I'm joking,
bro.
No, there were good single dudes out there in the world, man. It's weeding through it. It's tough. If it was easy finding love, everybody would be finding love every day mm-hmm. of their lives. But it's a process. You're going to have to weed through the woodwork to get through the right one.
Let's go to Ariana in West Dallas. She had something to say. She wants to chime in on dumpster fire dating today.
The savior of all saviors came in.
She came in. My girl. Mm-hmm. She got her own theme song from Colin 5 days in a row. Hey,
Buenos dias,
Ariana. Are you listening to this?
Sheesh. I am listening. In my head, I'm like, Allie, what do you want? You want a sneaky link or you want a relationship?
That's a fair question. Because a year ago, I decided I wanted a relationship and not a sneaky link. And I even said I was going to try to take things more seriously and not block my own blessings, as you guys like to say. I don't really use that line, but.
Well, no, stop blocking your blessings.
Stop blocking my blessings. And so, you know, I moved on with my life. I really hadn't thought about this guy or, you know, had any real interactions. And then this, I'm like, unbelievable.
It's easy for him to go back to something he's already known too, as far as
and
if
knows
he's
that
looking to explore cheating
and knows I like to keep my business personal as well, which he probably loves, and I'm like
no, that says a lot, and I
think it's time for you to message Mike's friend over here, my friend.
Mike, maybe this is the
one you got 48 hours to message, right?
That guy. Yep, that guy. Exactly, Ariana. Exactly. The same one.
Okay. What do I say?
I'm glad you actually brought that up, Ariana. Hey, it's Allie.
Hey, it's Allie.
Mike's friend. He told me to text you. Here's the text. And then send. What?
Oh, my God, DZ.
Sorry, I'm going through looking for the number now. I'm like, where the hell did I put this thing? Hold on, you guys.
Oh, we got to find the number first? Oh, my Lord, Ariana.
You know what I find so embarrassing, DZ?
What?
Walking into a place the second it opens, like a restaurant, and I did it this weekend. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Why is it embarrassing?
It's so embarrassing, dude. Hudson wanted to go to Pizza Ranch. And so I went to pick him up. And what day was this? It must have been last weekend. It was Labor Day.
Okay.
He was like, come get us. And I want to go to Pizza Ranch. And since it's his birthday week, he's turning 12. Well, he turned 12 yesterday. I was like kind of doing whatever he wanted. You know, I was like, okay,
sure.
I'll take you to Pizza Ranch. We have nowhere else to be. So I went and picked him up. And I actually, there is a new pizza. They keep popping up. There's one in Sussex now.
Oh, okay.
And so since there's one in Sussex, I then texted Kelly in Sussex, one
naturally.
Of our regulars.
Naturally.
And I said, hey, I'm taking the boys to Pizza Ranch in Sussex if you want to pull up. She goes, I'm in. So as I'm going to get the kids, I pass by Pizza Ranch and I see her pulling in at 10:45. They open at 11. I was laughing. I was like, oh, she's early.
She's early.
So I go get the boys. I get back. Now it's like 10:53. And we're the only two cars in the parking lot. This is so funny.
Besides workers.
And they're parked in the back of
the
building.
On the other side.
Yep. And so I'm looking at her and we roll down the windows for 5 seconds till the mosquitoes hit. And then we rolled them back up and called each other on the Bluetooth and talked to the same cars next to each other.
First world solutions.
And so she goes, I can't believe we're talking on the phone. I go, listen, I'm so embarrassed. This place doesn't open till 11. Do we just sit here and then at 11 do we go in? Do we wait till 11:05?
What's the protocol?
It's so uncomfortable. Like I'm so afraid to walk in. What's the etiquette, though?
Because I hear you. I know why you think it's embarrassing. But otherwise, what are you supposed to do? Is there a grace period? So now I gotta wait till 11:05? really? You open at 11. That means right. I can walk in at 11.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. 414-533-1037. Have you ever done this? Like gotten somewhere the second it opens? And I'm not talking about Walmart or Target or Pick and Save. Everybody goes in. Nobody's judging you. But
the store's the store.
I'm talking about a restaurant
yeah.
where they got to seat you and feed you. You know? I mean, they're working. They're working. They probably want people to come in, right?
It should be. But here's the thing, though. You got to assume and you hope that they have things ready. When you walk into a restaurant, some food's got to be ready because otherwise you are going to have to sit there and wait mm-hmm. until whatever the food is gets brought out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. We did this a lot. We do this a lot, actually. Erin, when she was still driving me, healing from my knee surgery,
yeah.
before I was cleared to drive
yeah.
myself, we'd leave here, say, 11 after the show,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And what time is that for us, especially with kids?
Yeah.
Lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
Who's hungry? Everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are we going to go home and cook, or can we just slide somewhere real quick? Number of times we ran into, oh, we open at 10:30. Oh, we open at 11. Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't open until, oh my God. We would stop. We would wait and we would go in. We would be the first ones. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Chipotle saw me at 11.
I don't feel bad about, again, Chipotle, I don't feel bad because they're kind of standing there ready to serve you. And when we walked in though, listen, we walked in to Pizza Ranch at like 11:01. I said, can we wait till 11:01 so I'm not embarrassed? We walk in, nobody's in there. The pizzas aren't, because it's a buffet.
It's a buffet.
The pizzas
that should be
aren't
ready.
Even out yet because there's nobody in there. I don't blame them. Why would you put it out to go stale? So once we came in, they put everything out.
Okay.
I think they were waiting for the first customers. So why would you put the food out if nobody's there, you know?
Little did they know the first customers were waiting for the food to
ding,
be out.
Ding. Here we are.
If it's a buffet, especially pizza side out or yeah. pizza ranch out,
yeah.
if I'm at Golden Corral and they open at 9,
yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
expecting something on those plates at 9 when I walk in. I don't want to walk into an empty restaurant.
Because then it's embarrassing too.
Yeah,
Cleo from West Dallas texted in and said it's way more embarrassing to be in a restaurant when they're in the middle of closing. Thank you for bringing that up as well, because Cleo, I said that to DZ off the air. I said the other thing that irritates me is when it's like 9:45 and they close at 10, yet they're still open. Don't push me out. You're open.
Well, you shouldn't have pulled up at 9:45.
Why not? They're open.
It's 15
and maybe
minutes.
I shouldn't have pulled up at 11 then when they opened.
What's worse? Pulling up at open or pulling up at close? I say pulling up at close.
Close, for sure, I think.
You think, but pulling up at open, nobody's ever ready. Clearly.
Listen to this. Somebody texted in 414. You can text or call 414-533-1037. They said, my job used to do a lunch meeting at 11. A group of 10 of us would be waiting outside Red Robin for 15 to 30 minutes.
Look at that. You'd wait. If you need it, if you're about it, if it's already planned into the schedule, I'm waiting. And if it's not open, the second that door gets clicked open, I'm in there.
Yeah, somebody texted in. You walk in. They should be ready, but also be patient in case they had a morning. They weren't even open.
At the very least, you should be able to seat me, bring me beverages, and get my order going.
Mm-hmm.
With a buffet, even more so. I should be able to walk in and immediately go grab a plate.
Absolutely. You know what? Let's pick up one of the lines. Pick two or three up. I don't care. I see all your texts coming in. Anna in Milwaukee said we were on a road trip and we went to Cracker Barrel. We got there 15 minutes early. We were the first ones there. Girl, I feel that.
And I'm walking in.
Ooh, hi, Kiss. Who's this?
It's Cheryl, your mom friend. How you doing?
Hey, Cheryl, hey, Cheryl. Our mom friend. Okay, you hear this? I was so embarrassed walking in, and we don't know what's worse.
No, at open, they are happy to be serving people. There might be a couple people irritated, but for the most part,
mm-hmm.
you know, it gets them busy. It gets them on their roll.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I agree with your first texter. It's worse when you roll in at quarter or five to a sit-down dining place.
Oh, well,
they're like,
listen,
ugh.
Can I be fair when I say don't push me out? I would never go into a sit-down dining place 15 minutes before they close, but I will go into Target or Pick and Save or these places, and then I don't want to be pushed out of it. If it's a store,
stores don't count in
me
this.
Shop,
stores
okay?
Stores do not
oh, no.
count in this.
Give
Hell
me
yeah,
a last call. Give me a last call and over the speaker.
Pick and Save is closing.
5 minutes.
3 minutes.
No,
minutes.
But Target is mom vacation.
It,
Target's mom vacation. Let me browse for a hot minute, even if you're closed, because you've got stuff to do.
I want the people to be able to go home. They have jobs too. I'm just saying,
hey,
close
amen.
Is
amen.
Worse.
As long
amen.
As
but having had a spouse that worked in the service industry as well as myself at
oh,
one point,
oh.
You know, sometimes he'd be like, yeah, some jerks came in and they sat and they drank. And it's like, if you want to do that, go sit at the bar.
Go
I
sit
agree.
At the bar.
Those people might be stuck there anyway.
I agree.
But the restaurant part, mm-hmm. no, we're trying
That'll
to
close.
Go home.
Well, yeah, because when they come up and go, I'm closing out. Do you mind if I take this? Then it gets awkward for mm-hmm. the server
oh,
and
definitely.
The people sitting there. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. this
we're
is
switching.
Weird.
We're switching. I'm leaving.
hate that.
Right, right. But I've stood outside a bank with other people, and I think that one's the most awkward.
The bank? Oh, no. I'm getting to my money, baby.
You're all broke. It's fine.
I'm getting to my money.
You have something in common.
What happened is like, I might have pulled up first, but this other dude was like, yeah, I got to get to work. I'm getting in front of you, mama.
Oh, you got line jumped at the bank.
A little bit, but I didn't care. I was like, I got nowhere to be. If I had somewhere to be or my kid with me, oh, hell no.
Oh, my gosh. You're funny. All right, Cheryl, thanks for calling. We love you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
I can see Aaron texted in. A guy, Aaron, not a girl, just so you know. No, not your wife. A guy, Aaron, texted in and said, I work close shift at a bar and grill, and we hate people walking in 15 minutes before close.
I get it. The grill should be on until close. Say you close at 10. The grill should be on till 10. But if you're walking in with them last 15 minutes, the very least you could do is pick the quickest thing on the menu. Because if not, boy.
In and out, yeah. Boy. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037. What's worse?
Pulling up 15 early or pulling up 15 pre-close?
Oh, my. We'll talk to you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. What's worse, walking in at close or open? Because I did that with the kids and I was so embarrassed. I've never walked in at 11. The first people in the parking lot, the first people to walk in, I was embarrassed, but I guess I shouldn't be.
You're getting judged either way. Whether you walk in first
like
or you walk out last. Because you know the people inside of the restaurant see you pull up when it's not open and go, look at these. Look at them waiting out there. They ain't hungry.
Well, the phones are going crazy. Let's go to Erica and Cudahy and start with her this morning. Hi, Erica. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you walk in at open and close. What's worse?
As somebody who works in the service industry, both are kind of cringe.
Okay, thank you for being honest, because I felt weird walking in at open. I thought, this is for losers.
So what's the unspoken etiquette? What is the unspoken etiquette? Because I was hungry at 10, but y'all didn't open till 11.
And I want you.
I'm more open. You come in when we open, like, okay, I'm ready to go. Like, this is what I came here for.
Fair.
But where I work at, if you come in 15 minutes before close, the best we can offer you is carry out.
Well, honestly, though.
Honestly.
And that's respectful.
That is.
I mean, like, like the kitchen's already got their, like, half of it shut down. Yep. Like,
okay, but that's what I'm saying. I understand that. The kitchen is already cleaned up. The equipment is clean. This is the
problem. We've only got two burners on and one fryer. Yeah.
I understand you want to go home at 10, but you're still open. You should still be cooking. This is where I would fight you on this, Erica. It's 9:45. Your stuff should you're still functioning and open.
So if you can get your food in 5 minutes.
I have food with you. We will cook you food and you can take it home and enjoy it there.
You don't got to see. You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay
here. Girl, I was a bartender and you clean up and spend a lot of time out. after.
We do have a lot of regulars, so yeah. Like the regulars will be like, listen, we'll be in and out, we promise. And they will
and you
start
know.
It down and,
you know.
And they'll go.
You know. Yeah. Okay.
But there's some people who want to chill, and I'm like, yeah, 8:45 is not the time to come in here and chill.
Hold
and
on, Erica.
Margaritas.
Somebody texted in and said, don't restaurants have a last seating time? I don't know, do they?
Sometimes they do.
Maybe.
And I guess we do. Ours is 8:45.
Okay.
And then that's when they go, hey, we've had that happen at places where they go, hey, we only offer carry out after 8 p.m.
Sure,
or whatever because they close
sure.
at 9. So you're like, okay, that's
okay.
fine. I get
right.
If I know, I respect it.
Fair enough. Well, the next time I get turned away, I'll know it's Erica. I'm kind of
yeah, exactly. Carry out only, Erica.
Oh, hi, Erica. Hello.
Must be you.
You again, huh? Okay.
I guess I will take it to go.
Yeah, Erica, we love you. Thank you for calling.
I love y'all too. Thanks
Bye.
For having me.
All right, Betsy's in New Berlin. She said, I haven't called in a while, so welcome back, Betsy. How are you?
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Good talk.
Betsy,
this happened when she called the first time. It sounded like she was muted.
She got us all mute.
Betsy!
Oh, you forgot.
Oh,
Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie.
From New Berlin. Did I lose my theme?
Well, yeah, you did because I thought you said Betsy three times and I didn't know. Stephanie in New Berlin!
Stephanie! Called you Betsy.
You really have not called. I know exactly who you are. Where have you been?
This Stephanie?
You have a theme song. Where have you been?
My work schedule doesn't. I used to be able to drive and listen to the show in the morning, and now I don't have the same work schedule.
So, well, then I hope that you listen to the podcast every day if you're not in the car, because you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, and the Odyssey app. Allie and DZ on Demand, the whole show with no commercials and no music every day, baby.
Ding, 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 Stephanie Betsy.
Yeah, but
Stephanie.
Then I don't get to call in and talk to you guys.
Okay,
she's
okay.
Like, it's not the same.
She brought us back around like, but I love hearing y'all and talking. Okay, well, Stephanie, it's good to hear from you.
It is good to hear from you. Okay, how do you feel about this open and close at restaurants? I was so embarrassed walking into the second they opened a Pizza Ranch. I wanted to die.
Yeah, I think I would feel the same way in the morning, but I think I feel worse at night when people are closing.
Trying
but
to get on with their life.
When I was listening to it, I was just dropping off my daughter at school. When I was listening to it, it made me think of two things. Like, there's a Duck Dynasty episode where they're
Dynasty.
Like waiting outside of an arcade to get pizza, and they have to like sit there and wait, and then they go in and they're like, well, we can't serve you for like another like half an hour.
Till the pizza's actually done.
And then the other one was the movie Waiting. Mm. Where, like, if you've ever seen that movie Waiting, where, like, everyone is, like, counting down the minutes until close.
You don't want to be the guy.
Like, wait, this is with Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds and Justin Long
yes.
and Anna Faris. Yes, they're all in this. I know
yes.
exactly what you're talking about.
Oh,
girl.
That is a grody movie, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, they wait to the last second, and then somebody walks in,
yep.
like,
mm-hmm.
2 seconds to close, and everyone starts screaming.
Yep, that sounds about right, yeah.
Stephanie, you see, look how much you missed us. You wanted to tell us so many stories today. You're like, then this one other time, and then this one movie.
She brought back Duck Dynasty,
girl,
and it ain't the revival that they just dropped.
Call anytime. We love you, Stephanie. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You
it's
too
like
much
when
love.
When you run into somebody at the store and you haven't seen them in a minute.
And then you're stuck in the middle of the aisle talking.
Yeah,
everybody trying to walk around you like, excuse me, excuse me.
Well, Jade's in West Bend, last but not least. I'm talking about going into Pizza Ranch the second they opened on Monday, and I was so embarrassed.
Eager Beaver over here.
Hi, Jade.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm reading these texts. Diana from Racine texted in and said, I'd rather go in the morning than later because the food will be fresh. I feel like it would not be fresh at night. We were saying, what's worse, going in at the close or open, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jade?
Well, coming in both times are awful in their own special ways,
mm-hmm.
but I've been in the service industry 8 years, and I'll be completely honest, if I see somebody walking in less than an hour before I close, I curse their entire bloodline.
I could not. Your firstborn, your secondborn, their grandbabies, and their great-great-grandbabies past that. May you never have hot fries.
Is that why we had a bad week?
That's why we had a bad week.
The Pizza Ranch staff cursed me.
Your fault. Your fault, Allie.
There you go. There's your K-pop song for the day. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I woke up, DZ, in my algorithm. I don't even know what happened. I got so sidetracked because, you know, you pick up your phone a lot of the times when you wake up and you turn off the alarm.
Yep.
And I don't know if I opened Facebook or Instagram first. And the first video I saw was the two football players fighting last night on Thursday Night Football. And then I see one of them spit in the other one's face. And then the ref throws the yellow flag. Mm-hmm. And then all hell breaks loose. What, dude?
Okay.
I don't know if you, I know you played football at Lakeland.
Football.
You love football. What the
heck? I wasn't watching the game. I happened to see it on social media afterwards. Because there was so much happening yesterday, bro. Colombia was playing soccer. So trying to qualify for the World Cup. I gave that priority. I was giving that. You know, that's
well, the Colombian and you wanted to watch soccer. But the what happened?
So from my entire understanding, there was two teams that played last night. It was the Dallas Cowboys, mm-hmm. the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right. And we're still preseason, right?
I mean, yeah, but the football season is technically now
oh, we're going.
Here. We're going.
Oh, damn.
It's time. It's football time.
We're in.
Football time. We're in it.
Never mind then.
Let's call it an interaction happened on the field where there was words exchanged. Mm-hmm. I don't know the totality of mm-hmm. words, but at one point in the replay, you see the defensive lineman, Jalen Carter, his name is, mm-hmm. have a big old fat glob of something
yeah.
come straight out of his mouth and
that's
hit
gross.
Dak Prescott, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, smack dab in the chest.
You can't spit on anybody, much less the quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's like the king. He's like the prom king. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So apparently Dak had spit, right?
They're saying the other guy had spit first?
The quarterback.
Well then screw him.
Reports are no, but they didn't spit at him, just spit outwards, just spit down.
Dude
spit, take the mouth guard out, spit. It got misconstrued. That evolved into something bigger. That's when Buddy spit back, quote unquote. The official then pops in because Dak, the quarterback.
He threw the flag and said, you're out of here because of the spitting. The spitting was clear as day if you watch it.
Clear as day.
Wow.
But I think it's a little weird because not only does it give you a glimpse into somehow the lack of sportsmanship that can go on in a very sportsmanship driven endeavor, right? Football is huge. It's one of the craziest team sports. Well, it's very high impact. It's modern day gladiators.
Of course they're angry when things happen, but hold on, because I saw him spit on him. I saw the ref throw the flag, and then mm-hmm. the next scene I saw, which I don't know if that was before or after mm-hmm. the spit, was all of the players in a big brawl, and I'm like, you morons, you're too old for this. And I thought, it's like when people are, this is a job. They're working.
This is a job.
You're not supposed to be getting in these fist fights when you're working, you morons. I don't know. You're getting paid a ton of money, and they can't control these hotheads.
So when they asked Dak, the quarterback for the Cowboys after, he said, no, I was spitting outwardly. I didn't spit at him, mm-hmm. right? He took it as me spitting at him, spitting at the team, spitting towards them when I was just spitting, bro. I'm a football player. I spit 1,000 times a game, and yeah, he's right. We spit a lot.
Right.
Yet, defensive lineman said, took it as an insult, stepped up to him, had some words exchanged, and said,
you cannot spit on people. Not only is it illegal, but an assault, but it's disgusting. And you know the other show, a reality show where a spit became a famous scene?
What show?
Was, I want to say it was Flavor Flav's show.
Oh, remember? New York.
New York. Did she spit on her? Did the girl spit on New York?
And New York went crazy.
As she should have. Spit on me, I'm gonna clock you. It's on, dude. Like, it's on. That's why when this happened last night, I thought, oh mm-hmm. my gosh, this is not the first time that a spit has become famous because mm-hmm. of how disgusting and offensive. I almost feel like I'd rather you punch me in the face than spit on me. That's how much I find it offensive. I don't want you to do either,
no,
obviously.
No, seriously.
But I'm saying, if you take it on a level of, like, what's more offensive, the spit is...
I would much rather you talk
gross.
Trash about my mama.
Talk about my mom.
You
don't
make,
spit on me.
Make up a crazy false story about my life.
Lie about me, please.
Or straight up take me out at the knee that I just had surgery on before you spit on me. I'm so serious. Like, people don't realize, like, spit to me is one of the most disrespectful acts and endeavors. I've accidentally spit on somebody just because we're loud, we're boisterous, and when we get going...
Oh, blah, 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 blah. I spit on people all the time on accident when I'm talking, and I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I got excited.
I feel disrespectful in that endeavor. I'm like, I gotta buy you a drink, I gotta buy you a new outfit, I gotta clean your face off, let me kiss you on the cheek, I'm so sorry, I just spit on you on accident, let alone spitting on somebody on purpose. Dude,
disgusting. 414-533-1037. 937. That number works for calling or for texting. I agree. That's what I'm not kidding. Like, I would rather you punch me than spit in me. I don't want you to either, but, you know, the spitting is disgusting.
To misunderstand, because when Dak spit, it was probably a close spit. Yeah. You know, and it might have been like I spit at the ground at you. Maybe, but you ain't spit on somebody.
Well, and you don't even have to watch football. This will hopefully pop up in your algorithm at some point because I woke up to this morning and more like, what would you rather have instead of being spit on? like you said, I'd rather you talk about my mom. I said, I'd rather get punched in the face. But do not spit on me, whatever you do, or I'm coming for you.
That honestly, correct me if I'm wrong and if my line of thinking is outrageous. After COVID-19, spitting on somebody should be illegal.
It is. It is illegal.
It is?
Yeah, it's considered assault.
It is?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was serious when I said that.
It really is? I had no idea.
I believe it's illegal. And I don't.
Well, in the wild.
I'm no cop, clearly. But.
Clearly. We ain't no popo.
Is spitting assault? Google tells the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, spitting someone can be legally classified as assault or battery.
I guess it depends on where you're at.
I don't think you should put someone in jail. I think you should just spit right back on them.
No. See, now we got a spit war. Everybody, no, I spit on you.
Can I tell you, actually, my kids did this for a second.
They spit on each other?
I went psycho. It happened a few years ago, and I go, oh, no, you don't know how triggering spit is, spitting on people. They stopped because I went psycho. The phones are ringing. You know what? We'll talk to you guys next. I did not want to wake up to this, but that's what I woke up to. I woke up to, in my algorithm, the scene from the game last night, Thursday Night Football, of one football player spitting in another football player's face in the NFL, and I went...
It was huge because it was the season opener. Like, the season kicked off Thursday night yesterday, and this was... Boom, into
Jeez.
It.
Okay, so this was like the game. No wonder I was like, are we preseason? Are we in it? We're in it, man.
Yeah.
Bunch of morons. Okay, so I'm sorry. You get paid way too much to be getting into these dumb fights, but okay. So, but people are human, and they lose it, and then now you're on camera, and here we go.
You get to play, bruh.
That was the beginning of the game?
It was the beginning of the game.
Oh, God. Okay, we're talking about spitting on people, and I said, I'd rather you punch me in the damn face. You said, I'd rather you talk about my mom. Look.
Okay, this might be a little triggering for some people, but to me, getting spit on is on par with how it makes me feel if and when anybody has ever used the N-word towards me in a derogatory way.
The amount of disrespect.
The amount of disrespect that I feel getting spit on is parallel to that.
That's
for
deep.
Me. For me.
That is deep.
Just saying.
Damn.
I
get it. It's so disrespectful. Albert's in Milwaukee. He wanted to chime in on this. Hi, Albert. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Please
How's y'all's
me.
Day so far?
Well, it's going. And then, I know, Albert, you said you did not see this scene we're talking about.
Actually, I did end up seeing it.
You
so
did?
While you guys were playing that last song, I ended up being able to watch the clip.
Yes!
Okay, cool.
That's freaking wild.
Isn't it wild? The Thursday night football clip from last night?
Way
right?
to kick off
and
the season.
What a way to start the season.
Isn't that wild? So you saw it. Okay. We're crazy, right? That's what I woke up to, Albert, in my algorithm. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's nuts. And the crazy thing, even more so, like, yes, living here in Wisconsin, you think I'd be a Packers fan, but I'm actually a Cowboys fan. So even more so, like, for my team to be disgraced like
He's
that.
Like Adrian.
Like,
He's like Adrian.
But you guys are losing it now that we took your player, and now you're getting spit on. You guys are not
Ooh,
having
I know,
a
right,
good week, man.
Chaos,
you had to bring that up?
Don't be mad Micah wanted to come here. Don't be mad Micah likes us more. I don't even know who Micah is. I just see it on the internet.
He's a dog. He's a great player.
I'm into this. So, okay. So you saw the scene. And what were you going to say before you watched it, though? Because you called in and then you watched it.
Yeah. So the thing is some backstory. So back when I was a problem child, I was in jail for a while. And so when you're in jail, yes, spitting on somebody. I know you said you looked it up and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's another additional charge. So especially if you're in jail, it's actually a felony charge to do that. So yeah, because it's like bodily
fluids,
the discharge of bodily fluid. Yeah,
disgusting.
And you're an older person, has diseases and stuff. So it can lead to that. But I've seen so many fights break out when I was in jail because of people like spitting on them. Like,
really?
Like you said, it's just like basically damn near a slap in the face.
Because you think you're going to get away with it too if you're like, oh, if I spit on them quick.
I didn't touch them. Boy, you put your hands on me?
Ooh.
Right.
You put your spit on me?
Just,
it's different.
And then that's crazy too for Dak to just hold his composure too. Like, oh man, I personally would have.
I'm crushing.
I don't know if I would have held off. Yeah.
The quarterback held it together as
Dak.
He should because he's the leader. A lot of times the quarterback tends to be the captain,
fair,
right?
Fair.
So he needs to, you can't be a leader and lose it. However,
100%.
I saw them fighting with that. So then later, did you see the clip of them fighting, DZ. I saw both teams. One guy's helmet came off. They were all fighting. I'm like, yeah, what is with these dudes?
Tensions were really high after that moment.
It was a bad night for them,
and
man.
There's already bad blood between those two teams. We could just acknowledge it. I wouldn't call it a rivalry, but they're not friends. Mm-hmm. They're not friends.
100%. No, no. Rachel in New Berlin texted it and said, absolutely disgusting. There isn't much worse someone can do than spit on or even towards another human being. Grow up. It's nasty.
Yeah. Well, and that's where Jalen Carter took it from. He said, no, Dak spit at me, towards me. What? No, he was just spitting.
Why don't
man.
You guys learn to do what I do? Assault people with your words. Use your mouth.
Oh, he used his mouth all right. Come he used on, his
he
mouth.
He did. Please don't ever again. My God. Just use your words. Get witty. Get quick, man.
No,
come
that's,
on.
Ooh, that's too close for comfort.
I'll hurt your feelings before I'll spit on you.
For real.
I'd rather hurt your feelings with my words than, because that's nasty. Well, thanks for calling in, Albert, and thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. You have an awesome day.
You too,
man. Much love. Peace.
This is wild. So I want to see when these teams play each other again.
Ooh, I don't know if they will play.
They won't.
No, they might. They will. They'll probably play each other again later in the season.
And then the guy who got the flag, did he even get to play in the game? Or
no,
he got ejected. He got ejected as soon as he spit on the quarterback? Wow.
He got ejected. I'm pretty sure there's going to be fines. I don't think he's going to be suspended for like another game or anything like that. But yeah, there's stuff that's going to come from this because you just don't spit on somebody.
And that guy's going to be in, what's it called, like training today? The marketing
sensitivity training.
Sensitivity training.
Jalen, this is why we don't spit on people.
You're on a camera on Thursday Night Football. Everyone's watching.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You are a grown man. You are above 300 pounds. We cannot pretend like we're in kindergarten and spit on people.
Somebody texted in, Philly versus Cowboys is a big rivalry.
They don't like each other.
They should all be big rivalries. I mean, it's a game.
No,
they're literally, like you said, gladiators getting paid to go out there and roar.
But depending on region, depending on conference, depending on all that, like they genuinely just don't like each other.
Well, why don't they learn to act like we do? Like, for example, Drew Holiday comes back in the Bucks. He's playing for Boston. Everybody cheers. How about we grow up and just be happy for everybody?
Well, that's a perfect world.
You're right. Never mind.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.